Okay, Matt, here we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. From Taipei to Kathmandu to Auckland, New Zealand, Des Moines, Iowa to Santa Barbara, California, we are the Tastemakers.
And to all our listeners around the world, good afternoon and good evening.
Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There you go. Or as you like to always call it, Mark, Shangri-La.
That sounds like a show in itself. The right? Shangri-La show, right?
Tinseltown.
And all we talk about, as I should be one of the brand ambassadors for the city of Los Angeles, because I think I promote and pitch this city around the globe, everywhere I go, anywhere I go,
this is
anytime.
True. You do.
Right?
And you probably are one of the reasons that the traffic jams continue to get greater and greater, and population it increases on a daily basis, because it seems like you're recruiting people to come out here, Mark.
There's another thing. The construction industry in Los Angeles should be thanking me, too, because anywhere you go, whether it be downtown Los Angeles, which I was just at Sunday, the building boom is unprecedented in downtown L.A., in Hollywood, Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank. Everywhere you go in this great city of ours, in the county of Los Angeles,
and it
they're
seems,
building.
And building. And most of the things they're building, Mark, are apartments.
Apartments, you know, and condos, townhomes.
They keep on saying how the rents are increasing because there's such a shortage of apartments. Therefore, supply and demand. Therefore, the reason for the increased rate of rent. I don't get it, though. In Glendale alone, we know of four huge structures near our office. I mean, big complexes. And down in, what is that? Not Marina del Rey. Playa del Rey.
Playa Vista.
Tens of thousands. Thousands of apartments being built there. So are we being bamboozled or what?
Bamboozled? What do you mean bamboozled?
By telling us the rents are going up because there's no available apartments.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew the rents were going up. I thought it was because it's by demand, because they're building more places, more people want to come here. So the demand is there. They can charge whatever they want. They're going to get it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, let's start off our show like we usually
do. Birthdays, right?
Birthdays.
I hope there's somebody good today.
Well, there's usually somebody good, but let me think. Here we go. We'll start off with this one. Here's an interesting one. And what we mean by a good birthday is it always means like interesting or out of the ordinary, not just like, Jennifer Lopez or what have you. But Andre the Giant, he's been gone about 10 years.
I'd say he'd be 68.
70.
Oh,
very
close.
Was 450 pounds, 7'6".
Wow.
Now, Andre the Giant suited his title just fine, don't you think?
He was a giant.
Yeah, 70. He would have been 70 today.
Wow.
Dusty Hill. One of the bearded guitarists from ZZ Top. 65 today. 65. Here's another name. The name might not ring a bell with you, but then again, it might. Peter Mayhew.
Yeah, he's a Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew, that is correct.
Yeah.
How old?
70.
Right. 70. How about that? He's celebrating the same birthday as Andre the Giant, both born on the same day.
Good Lord.
Pete Townsend.
I'd say the same thing.
The Who.
70.
69.
Okay.
69. Sam Smith, who walked away, I think, with
28.
Billboard. Just turned 22.
22? Boy, he looks a lot older.
Just turned 22, bro.
Wow.
How about that, right?
Poor guy.
Kevin Garnett. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, because of the surgery?
He looks so much older.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett. Basketball player.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett, Chrome Dome, I'd say he's 39.
38.
Oh, yeah.
38 years old. Here's another one this is 90. Malcolm X, if he were alive today.
Let's see, 80.
90.
Wow.
Yeah. He was shot 20 times. The first blast he got was in the chest by a sawed-off shotgun, but 20 shots to the chest. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he would be 90. He died in 68. So,
wow. Good movie with Denzel Washington.
Wasn't he nominated?
By Spike Lee. Yeah, he got an Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers.
Another basketball player.
From the former champion, world champion Miami Heat, 28 today.
28?
Celebrating 28. Grace Jones. Grace Jones from
50.
You know her, I know her from A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
And many other things. 66.
Wow, way off on that one.
Way off on that one. You're just pretty,
oh,
pretty
how
close.
Can I have been there? I mean, Vito Kill was 30 years ago.
I know. I was going to say she wasn't 20.
Lord, yeah.
Archie Manning, the father of Peyton and the other brother.
He's listed under the celebrity birthdays for the
day? Yeah. You know, he's a big-time NFL player back in the day, brother.
Oh, okay.
How old do you think he is? I thought he was older. 66.
Yeah.
66. And the last one of the day, Mark. The last one. Wow, celebrating 36 candles on the birthday
36,
cake today.
Just a kid.
36. Kim Zolniak.
Zolniak?
Kim Zolniak. She's the blonde one from Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, never watched. Oh, that's
her
name? Big
boob.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then she had three seasons of her own.
Oh, right. Get Me to the Wedding or something, right?
Yeah. And Don't Be Tardy or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
and speaking of another spinoff, I don't know if you saw this or not, but another spinoff from Housewives of Atlanta.
No, I did not.
Ridiculous.
Know that. Melbourne? Is that what you're
talking about? No. Brandy from Atlanta. She's on a skiing trip. So they got a mini reality show spinoff from Brandy from Housewives of Atlanta. She's going on a ski trip. It was on last night.
Wow.
How about that?
Crazy, right?
How these things just branch off.
Yep. You never know.
Happy birthday to all those.
Great.
To all those.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, a little bit cloudy today, which is it's cooler, unseasonably cooler today. I think we're going for a high of 72, a little cloudy out there, and have that cool breeze in the air. Which
clear skies, blue, some clouds out there, but nice blue skies, a hell of a lot better than when it's gloomy like over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
last week our show was packed filled with our lifestyle piece we did for Chicago a few weeks earlier. So we ran out of time of things that were happening prior to our Chicago trip or when we came back from Chicago.
It's only a 15-minute show, brother.
Right. So one thing I want to talk about in this trip, on this show, first off, is the Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance that I attended last week, or 2 weeks ago. You were still traveling in Cancun, but I had the great pleasure of attending this thing, which was fantastic. Greystone Mansion is a mansion that was built in the 20s in the city of Beverly Hills. It's one of these huge estates that you hear about or see about in movies.
Yep.
And it's called Greystone Mansion naturally because the majority of the building is made with gray stone. And it was this is a fabulous estate. They've got the screening room inside, the bowling alley inside, the billiard
room. So you actually had a tour of the inside of the mansion.
Yeah.
That is very limited.
Very
exclusive.
Very rare, yeah, exclusive. So this was a great event. And for those who don't know what a Concourse d'Elegance is, it's a gathering of some of the greatest motor cars in the world, past and present. And these are collectors, the cars that have been around from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and throughout time. And what I'm talking about, Ferraris, Rolls Royce, Bugatti, Lamborghini, you name the car, they were at this thing. So this was a great event, which benefits the Greystone Mansion because it's owned by the city of Beverly Hills. Naturally, the city of Beverly Hills has to pay for its upkeep, which isn't cheap. So they had this thing. This was the 6th annual Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance.
You said the 6th annual one?
6th annual.
And we've been invited to the last 5. The first one that we were in town to attend, I'm out of town.
Yeah. But I was there, and it was great. One of the sponsors was Stella Artois. We've had an association with them for a number of years. But the great thing I like about going to events like this is when they've got booze, food, spread.
Our usual requests, right?
Yeah, to attend an event. And so Stella Artois was one of the brand sponsors, which was great because they had these things here. They were giving out the chalices, which is the glass with Stella Artois logo on it. You go and they fill it up for you. They've got the beer spout. And then they give you this elegant velvet carry-all bag that you can put the chalice in when you're through drinking and you leave.
Wow.
So they were not only giving out their Stella Artois beer, but they were also serving their new Stella Cedar, which is the apple-flavored beer. This was my first sampling of this thing.
Did you have a choice, or was that all they were pouring?
Choice, yeah. You have the beer, the draft beer, or you have their cedar. And so I've had their draft beer naturally before, so I want to try the cedar. And I tell you, if you've never tried their apple-flavored cedar beer, you've got to try this thing. It is fantastic. I mean, very tasty. Very tasty.
Sounds good.
So they had all the beer you can have, all the cider you can have, and there was a
no champagne, I hear, though.
No champagne.
Oh, there was.
But they didn't have... no, there wasn't. No champagne.
Oh, no champagne.
They had Tito's vodka, which was great, and they were making strong Bloody Marys with Tito's, and I mean strong Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And in addition to the booze, they had the buffet, the food, which was fantastic. Short ribs, macaroni and cheese with bacon.
Boy, sounds like a perfect tastemaker event that I unfortunately did not attend, brother, but I hope you represented us well.
You know, I think I did, because I ate enough for the both of us. And
I'm sure you did.
They also had a Sambarosa fine tequila. I didn't have that. And one of the other great things that was there was Sugarfina tasting. Now, Sugarfina is a candy shop.
Kind of like the sugar factory, right, in Las Vegas.
You know, it's one of these places where they've got M&Ms, they've got sour taffy, they've got, you name it, they've got it.
In a classy-looking box, too. Isn't it like Tiffany-colored?
Yeah, it is. Light blue. So they have the cups, and help yourself to all you want in addition to
Did you bring home a lot?
No, they had it for cups with no lids on it that you could just fill up while you're eating over there.
Oh, I see.
And there was nothing else to take it home with. So, but they did give you gift cards for, you know, you could visit the stores they've got in Pasadena, Hollywood,
and the one in Americana in Glendale, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of those, so I'm looking forward to filling it up. But
how much was the gift card?
$10.
Yeah. Any way you could get more than one? How did they limit that?
They just handed it to you. Here you go.
Yeah.
So the wife and I each got a $10 one. I guess I could have asked for another one, but I already figured that I'm already.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering. I didn't know if they had them like in a bucket. You just help yourself, or how that was work. But
you know, so I mean, it was a
beautiful day too, wasn't it?
Beautiful day. It must have been 3,000 people there.
Wow.
Easily.
Wow.
So you know, this is something I encourage everybody to go to visit. Go to beverlyhills.org for details about next year's event. It's again, it's sponsored through the City of Beverly Hills Community Services Division, Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance. Already selling tickets, I think, for the 7th annual next year, which is absolutely incredible. Again, I gotta say this enough, the most incredible cars that were there.
Were the cars on display in the parking lot?
They were. Yeah.
And then you'd go down the stairs to where the mansion was, and they'd have all the boots.
Yeah, and when you go down the stairs, that's where they had the first. They had some vendors there selling different things.
Selling?
Yeah, they had vendors there selling things.
Damn.
Jewelry, some hats, all sorts of things. And then, you know, they've got the Stella Artois thing set up over there. Then you walk a little bit farther, and they've got the buffet set up. You walk a little bit farther, they've got the vodka. I mean, it was just incredible. An incredible day. Beautiful.
3,000 people.
3,000 people. And again, this thing's priced at $125. But with all the food you can eat, all the drink you can have,
worth it.
Bring home the Stella Artois chalice, the tour of the facility, the mansion, which was incredible, the actual show itself. There were snow cones. There was ice cream. So it's great. It's a full day of fun, filled, packed adventure, and definitely an event for any tastemaker out there. So I want to say thank you to the City of Beverly Hills, and then I got a whole history of all the different films that were filmed at Greystone, which is quite impressive when you think of it, going back to the 20s.
Name one or two.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
I'm just kind of curious. I'm sure you're going to name. Was Sabrina filmed there? By any chance,
with Sabrina,
William Holden and
Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles, Star Trek II, The Muppets, Social Network, National Treasure, Superman III, There Will Be Blood, The Holiday, The Prestige, Garfield, Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, Spider-Man, Town and Country, America's Sweethearts, X-Men.
All movies I wouldn't think of.
Rules of Engagement, What Women Want, Stigmata.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason, I'm thinking more of a movie like High Society.
Air Force One.
How the heck? What did they film there? Yeah. Oh, there must have been like a scene at the start where Gary Oldman was the villain. That
Big
was his
Lebowski,
like hideaway. The Big Lebowski.
Richie Rich.
God, I love that
Bodyguard,
movie.
Bodyguard. Death Becomes Her. I mean, just goes on and on.
On and on and on.
Dead Ringer with Betty Croft or Betty Davis in 64 with Peter Lawford. That was a good movie.
What was it called?
Dead Ringer. It was a twins. One was rich, one was poor.
Oh, did they make that remake with Jeremy Irons in the late 80s?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, geez. Well, it sounds like it was a great event, Mark.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not sure what was better, that or the event that we attended on Saturday.
That was something, wasn't it?
The introduction of the Rolls-Royce Dawn.
The new Rolls-Royce.
The new Rolls-Royce Dawn.
The redesigned Rolls-Royce convertible.
Yeah, the Rolls-Royce Dawn was Geez, it was...
It's the redesigned Phantom.
Yeah, the original Dawn was in the late 50s, at 56 or 57. This is the new redesigned one. It is not going to even be introduced into the public until
Nobody will see a picture of it.
Until September, or is that August?
Well, I think the Concourse d'Elegance in Pebble Beach is August, okay. So it's going to be there.
That's where it's going to make its introduction. However, crazy enough, it did make its debut here in Beverly Hills on Saturday at the Max Factor
Family.
Max Factor Family
estate.
$60 million, 35,000 square foot estate that Matt and Mark Harris, a.k.a. the Tastemakers, had an invitation to attend, which was absolutely phenomenal. However, what we were not prepared for was when we did enter the doors, in fact, prior to entering the doors, we had to relinquish our cell phones.
This is the first.
This is a first. I didn't even give this any thought about. I knew it was going to be the first time it was going to be shown, but I didn't think that it was going to be like all super private. I mean, they had the security there. It looked like Secret Service for a presidential event. But in any event, again, we had to relinquish our cell phones because when the car was, the Dawn, was unveiled, they didn't want anybody taking photos of it. And don't waste your time going on the internet right now trying to Google this thing, kids, because you ain't going to find it. It ain't there. What you'll find is the name. You'll find that it's being introduced later this year. However, a photo, forget it. But the Harris brothers.
Did you say that we went through a detector?
Didn't get there. But after we relinquished our cell phones, then we had to go through.
I guess they didn't trust us.
They didn't trust you. Then we had to go through the metal detectors. And again, it seemed like the president was going to make an appearance here. But the amount of security they had, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I guess they just wanted to make sure that all ducks were in a row, that a picture of this thing was not going to be released.
But what a beautiful estate with a fantastic, over the hills of Beverly Hills, fantastic view of downtown L.A. Absolutely beautiful. It was a great day. We were outside having a fantastic glass of champagne that was bottomless glass.
You know what? I was going to write the name of the champagne.
And this is our favorite champagne, but
yeah,
we can't.
It starts with a V.
Yeah, Vive de Klerk or something like that.
I'm surprised
you don't know because I know.
And you know what? I was going to write that down before coming in today.
But
I was going to give him an unpaid plug.
Yeah, the bottomless glass of champagne is just amazing, especially when it's great quality.
I started off with a Bellini.
Yeah, you start off with a Bellini.
Only because I never get a Bellini.
Yeah.
A mixologist had to prepare it for you.
Yeah, how was that?
It was very good. Very good. It tasted more of champagne than anything else.
And the sushi was being passed around. I wish I was a sushi person.
Well, all the hors d'oeuvres are being passed around. However, with a highlight to sushi.
With a wide variety. The last gentleman, Mark, that we were speaking to before we left, did you see how much sushi he was eating? Every five minutes, the guy was coming back with a new piece.
Yeah.
Whether it's yellowtail or whatever.
Yeah.
But the assortment that they were distributing throughout the day was fantastic. They had Spanish ham, and they actually had a hunk of Spanish ham on a marble slab with the fork and knife to slice it off the slab yourself.
Right.
That was kind of interesting, just seeing that there. The desserts were phenomenal. They had like a Mounds candy bar, but it was like fresh, premium, gourmet dark chocolate with a piece of coconut in the center.
Boy, you know what? I wanted to get a couple more of those before we left, and
right.
I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
Suddenly it was things, we moved on.
Uh-huh.
They unveiled the Dawn again.
Yeah, so and before the introduction came, after we were already feasting on this gourmet with all kind of gourmet cheeses and
crackers and veggies.
Fruits and vegetables. The introduction came where a gentleman from Rolls-Royce, a representative.
The president of Rolls-Royce North America.
President from Rolls-Royce North America started talking about the car, and throughout the room that we were in, there were probably about 5 60-inch flat screen TVs, and they introduced the name of the car by way of that. They didn't show you the car because we were going to see the car, but the flat screen TVs, all of a sudden they had music playing and the name just appeared.
It was like something you see in a movie.
The Dawn.
Something's being introduced.
Then came the actual introduction where glasses had to be left at the door and we walked outside.
And
I don't
the reason
see was,
this is, now this car is handmade. It takes 4 months to make. What we saw on Saturday was the complete prototype of the new Dawn. Now this is the only Dawn in the world.
The one
there
and
are
only.
No other ones. So they did not want to take a chance of anything getting on there, scratched, stained, what have you. So you had to leave everything inside the estate. We then went on to the back, and there was
was that a backyard?
I don't know what that was. It was just like a
and there was a red velvet rope.
Red velvet
where you knew the car was going to be pulled up.
And then the song began playing. This, what was that song that played?
It was a popular song.
It had Dawn in it.
Yeah, it was a popular song. I don't recall the name.
A New Dawn. Okay.
Something like that.
So the music was playing really loud. Again, this is something like you see in the
really
movies.
Loud. You know, but I wish we'd have some photos to share of at least the estate, at least the area where the car was going to be shown, because it was top notch.
This was totally like something you see in the movies of an introduction of something new and spectacular, which is what was happening. But what was remarkable in this case is there were roughly around 30 people at this event Saturday afternoon, and we were part of the 30 people.
Right.
So the music is cranking, and here comes where we were at this estate was kind of on the top of a hill, I guess. And there, where we were standing in the back, there was a driveway that took you up to where
hill.
We were standing. So the music is blasting, and then here
we're on the other side of the red velvet rope waiting for the car to make its arrival.
Here comes the New Dawn pulling up. The top was up, and as it got to the top...
Midnight blue, by the way.
Midnight... No, it wasn't midnight blue. It was sapphire blue. It was sapphire blue, and it pulled up. The top came down, and the interior was mandarin orange. So you've got a sapphire blue exterior, a mandarin orange interior.
With a beautiful woman in the passenger... No, she was in the passenger seat.
Oh, passenger?
The designer was driving it.
I see.
Yeah. And once they pulled up, and it was like speechless and in awe, then the top came down. And this is the most quiet top, not in just Rolls-Royce history, the most quiet convertible top ever designed, I think they said.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. I don't know how that's gauged or rated, but the top came down, and of course we didn't hear it. Came down quickly, too, and the top can go down while driving in a speed up to 35 miles an hour.
Right. Mercedes has a similar thing.
Yeah.
So, which is
but the
great
top thing. Came down, and boy, was this car sparkling, and everybody was speechless.
It have to be, because if everybody knows, well, I guess not everybody knows, but the previous convertible Rolls-Royce Phantom drop head coupe is like a tank. It's very pompous looking and very tank-like. This new redesigned convertible Rolls-Royce Dawn is nothing of that at all. It is leaner, smaller, cleaner, sharper, sportier,
glossy.
Looking. Yes.
Polished.
It is a sporty looking convertible Rolls-Royce.
Like a piece of art. It looked like you didn't even want to drive it. It looked like you want to just put it on a platform and keep it.
I mean, I got to say, it was incredible. And so naturally, you know, one of the things I had to find out was what's the cost of this thing now. The previous convertible Phantom drop head coupe is $485,000, which is a ridiculous amount of money. So because of the beauty of this new thing and everything really goes up in price, I thought for sure this thing has got to be $500 plus. Boy, the shock and surprise that I had that afternoon when I found out that it starts at, what was it, $350?
$350.
Well, naturally, it's a fortune still.
Still a lot of money, but we're thinking $500 for sure. Because
easily.
Yeah. But $350 was it $350 or $325?
No, it was.
How much is the Ghost?
$350.
Ghost is like $280?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, like Mark said, a lot of money still. A lot of money.
But
however,
a lot less than the previous one. Which you,
I
great.
Mean, this, yeah, boy. And, of course, like the other ones, it's suicide doors, and it's got the umbrella built into the side door, so you always have an umbrella.
And the great thing about the Rolls-Royce Dawn or any other Rolls-Royce, you can have these things personally designed for you. The interior, the exterior, the car, everything about it, you design it yourself.
How about the back seat, that wood grain,
bamboo?
Yeah, on the back end, like where the top lays down after it's closed. You could design it to whatever type of wood you want, but this was like a
Indian
teak.
Bamboo.
Yeah, wow. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And even the name, Dawn, how they have it engraved into the door mount after you open up the door. It's in the, like, what do you call that? The footrest or what have you. And the color, was that orange? The
Mandarin
color?
Orange.
Mandarin orange.
It was sapphire blue with mandarin orange interior, which is, I don't know what else to say about this thing. I mean, everybody
speechless.
Everybody was flabbergasted.
Speechless.
Yeah.
And after we spent the next 10 or 15 minutes looking it over.
Gaggling.
It was time for another glass of champagne.
They just kept coming.
Yeah. Just kept coming. And why not, right? When it's the Vive de Cluj, I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
Vive is something or other.
Something similar to that. But what an event. And it was, again, a beautiful day. And then we went on to continue with the snack. And then we went to the dessert portion where, like we were just talking earlier about the dark chocolate with the coconut. And there was also a little tart, which was wonderful, as well as the cupcakes. Cupcakes are cupcakes. Sometimes it's almost like pizza. You have either great or you have lousy. This one was a miniature one. It was a lemon tart. Flavored one. And it had the tart too. Usually with the lemon, you don't get the tart. Like when you get lemon bars, they're always the best when they're tarty. And usually they're not tarty. But this cupcake was tarty.
And then to top the whole event off, we're in Beverly Hills. We got recognized from our Storage Wars fame, not once, but twice. First by a couple of very well-dressed, elderly Beverly Hills socialite type women who came up to us and said, "Where are the bow ties?" And then we went on to discuss the whole story about that. But I said, "These ladies, I can't get over that. You guys are actually fans of the show.
They love the show." They had to be in their upper 70s. They had to be up in their 70s.
And then later, after the introduction of Dawn, naturally out comes the Rolls Royce representatives that are taking orders for the car. So up comes one of the representatives from Rolls Royce to take our order. And the first thing he says
from San Francisco.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, my kids are huge fans of the show. Now, we came to this event with no advance warning that we're Star Wars or Storage Wars people. Basically, we were there as press, the tastemakers, and host of our radio show and our column. So it was very flattering to be recognized by the Beverly Hills crowd, I would say, right?
And without a doubt. I mean, these two women, they looked like they were definitely old Hollywood or old Beverly Hills money.
Socialites.
Up in the upper 70s, socialites for sure. So that surprised me. And then the gentleman from the San Francisco office. So that was a nice little way to end the already wonderful afternoon.
Always is.
I'm just sorry to say that we could not get a photo of the car. We couldn't get a photo of anything. We did post on social media photos of the Wraith that was parked outside. And
Another absolutely gorgeous car. And the ones they had there was a fashion edition, I think they said, right?
Yeah, because there's three. There's music, there's film, and there's fashion versions of the Wraith. And this one was the fashion version. I get it, because they had the, what was the color? Oh, jasmine green on the inside of the white interior. I don't know what they were doing for film or what they were doing for music. Fashion, I could see the colors making it all, you know, cool and whatever, but I don't know what made a musical version.
But when all is said and done, it was a spectacular tastemaker event with my favorite car of all times, Rolls-Royce. It always has been my favorite car throughout the years.
Thank you for the invitation to attend. Hey, before we go too much further, Mark, I want to mention a recent gifting that we, Wild Creations, did recently. It was for the Hollywood Moms. As we all know, Hollywood Moms are a big thing in Hollywood these days. It seems like it comes in spurts every couple of years. There's a lot of Hollywood moms that are having kids, of course, but we recently did a gifting where we provided a wonderful wow a gift bag for a certain Hollywood crowd of recent moms or in the last couple years or soon to be moms. Zooey Deschanel, Liv Tyler, Keira Knightley.
Liv Tyler isn't pronounced Liv?
Liv or Liv. Jessica Biel, Shakira, Kourtney Kardashian, and Carrie Underwood. So congratulations to all of them, and congratulations to a lot of the brands who participated. And each week we're giving a big shout-out and thank you to the certain brands that participated. And this week we're saying thank you to SmileBaby.com. That's SmileBaby.com. The name of the brand, though, is MOMM. And what they are is the best care for your baby organic. That's right. Or did I say M-O-M? I'm sorry, M-O-N-I-N, Monin. And what they are 100% natural USDA-approved organic baby skincare product.
Wow.
Yep, that's correct. And Monin, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, Monin or Monin, is GMO-free. And it's made in...
GMO-free?
That is correct. Made in the USA, Mark.
I love it.
And get this, the packaging is recyclable.
Fully
recyclable. And Monin
sounds like they got every angle covered.
And you know what, Mark? Monin is not only great for humans, it's also great for the planet. So big shout out to Monin, and check out www.smilebaby.com for their organic skincare that went to the above mentioned Hollywood celebrity mom. So thank
Sounds
you so
great.
Much for participating, and more to follow with that next week.
Yep. Hey, have you been seeing any of the Dancing with the Stars this season? You know, the season finale is tonight.
Well, you know, Mark, I do catch some of the episodes. I'm not glued to it like you do. There's so much stuff to do.
Well, I'm not glued to it either. I'm conducting this.
There's always so much work for me to do and so many other things to see. So I do see an occasion. Yes, I do.
Season finale tonight.
Are you kidding me?
We're down to the final three.
Get out.
Riker, he's a dancing guy. Rumor Willis, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter, and the veteran guy.
Hey, before you continue on, tell me about this Riker.
Tell you about Riker?
Who's Riker?
He's a singer. He's got like a group kind of like what was that group a few years ago with the blonde-haired kids?
Okay, so he's the same. Because I saw last night when they were standing, I saw Rumor Willis to the right, I saw the veteran to the left, and there was a person in the middle wearing that white suit. So that was Riker?
Riker, yeah.
Okay. So who do you think?
I think it's going to go to the veteran. And I'll tell you why. Because first off, this is a guy who's lost two limbs, one arm and one leg. So he's out there with a prosthetic leg but no prosthetic arm. He's pretty darn good. Okay,
does he dance every week with his shirt off?
No, not every week.
Okay.
Every
because it looked pretty disturbing last night.
I agree. But I think Rumor Willis is the best. I think she's danced the best. Riker, I don't agree with because he's had previous dancing experience because he's a performer. He does the singing and the dancing with his act with his brothers. Hanson, that was the old group from the
Oh, yeah, Hanson, sure.
Yeah, so he's a lot like that. But I think Rumor Willis is the best. She's been the best since the very first episode. But I think America has a soft heart, and we're going to do what we did the last time one of these veterans was on and give them the championship, give them the mirror ball, because he's good.
I mean, he's got to be good if he's competing. He's in the bottom three
good,
with one leg.
Again, he's good, but I have to say, when you have a veteran out there that's got two missing limbs, America has a big heart, and I think America votes that they want this guy to get this. And then he
seems like so many of these dances, you need two arms
yeah.
to drop these people or pick up these people. So it seems like he would be extremely limited, therefore extremely limited with anything you're going to do, a swirl, a drop, a pickup, or whatever. The quality of what he's performing, it's got to be lesser than the others.
It is, but then only you would think that it's only lesser because he's missing two limbs. That's why it makes it that much more an extraordinary performance. And again, America has big hearts for something like this, and I think he will win it tonight. He just proposed to his girlfriend last week's show. Everybody loves this guy. He
Damn.
Is pretty good. He's a strong second, no doubt about it. Rumor Willis is the best, and she should win, but I believe it's going to go to the veteran guy.
I've seen just a couple episodes, and when I've seen her, she seems so graceful.
Yeah.
I can't see that with the one arm and the one leg.
Well, no, he can't be graceful, but he can be good, and
yeah.
he is. But he's definitely a second place.
What's his name? We don't even know his name. He's just a veteran.
And I'm just referring to him as the veteran because I don't remember what his name is. But
so he just proposed. I think he's been married twice before, hasn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I know he's got a couple of kids. I
yeah.
didn't know there was two other ones under the
yeah.
under the.
What do you know about this guy? You know anything else about him?
Well, no. Well, he's a professional speaker now. He makes his income on speaking and encouraging people. A motivational speaker.
Oh wow.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So more power to him. And the great thing.
So the finale is tonight.
And you and I are going.
What the hell?
Yeah, how about
go
that?
On now.
Got tickets.
Are you kidding me?
Was that Friday came in?
Are you telling me that I'm going to the finals tonight?
Yeah, we got to be there early though because this thing tapes live at 5 p.m.
Oh, that's right, for the East Coast. Yeah.
So we've got a couple hours in between the show here and then going to Dancing with the Stars. It's been on 10 seasons. We've never gone. This is the first time we're going.
10 seasons, eh?
10 seasons, right?
I'll be darned.
So this is the first time that we're going.
Wow.
Should be interesting.
This is exciting. Mm-hmm. I want to comment on the show that followed the Dancing with Stars last night, the new season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You watched it.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on it? I got to tell you real quick, though. I know it's on tonight, too. It was on last night. It's two parts because there's two women.
Let's get to that in just a minute. I want to put a big shout out to one of our biggest fans, one of our biggest listeners out there. Blake Howard Harris the first. He's out
the
there
first?
Right now listening to our show, so we're putting a big shout out to Blake Harris.
My nephew. Blake, right on, buddy.
Keep listening to the show, buddy. Pass the word. And I also
pass the word.
Spread the word.
Spread the word, buddy.
Tastemakers.
Spread the word. Tastemakers live.
But
has he been one of our guests on the show once before?
I think he was about a year ago. But I want to also put a big shout out to this remake that just came out on Friday, Mad Max. It was a huge hit in the 80s.
I want to see it. You had no interest.
With Mel Gibson, but I'm hearing from my sources that are telling me that this movie is fantastic. I mean, it's a huge. It was number two in the box office last weekend.
Only because of
right.
Yeah, I heard 2 weeks ago there was talk, Mark, that this was going to be the biggest action-packed movie in history, with more action, more killings, more cars exploded, more than anything in history.
I was surprised it didn't open up to a bigger box office.
Yeah.
But I'm being told again, my sources
still made 40 million, right?
That Mad Max. Fury Road is huge. It's great. It's one of the best action-packed pictures out there. So I encourage everybody to go out there and see.
My daughter Chelsea saw it on Sunday night, and said she had anxiety. She gets anxiety a lot. She said it was a great movie, but too much anxiety, like when she saw Gravity. It was too much for her to deal with. However, she said it seemed like it was more Charlize Theron's movie than Max. She says the movie could have been made without Max because it seemed like her movie. And I pretty much corrected her, and I said it's about him. They could have made the movie without her. Right. So why input her? That's why. I mean, Chelsea's looking at it like, why was he in it? So, which was interesting, a way to look at it, where it's his movie. I'm looking at it like, why was she in it? But she says that he was in it either more than he was or brought more to the movie than he did. That's an interesting way to look at it. I'm looking forward to checking it out, but I wanted to see it from the first time I heard they were making it because I love the first one. I like Tom Hardy a lot. He's great. And, man, it looked good. And you said Blake saw it, and Chelsea saw it, and she loved it. So, I mean, there you go right there. But Pitch Perfect, $64 million opening weekend, made more money than the first one made the whole time it was released.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, those are different dollars. You know, it was a different day and age.
Yeah, but that was like 3 years ago. It was like
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Well, 2 or 3 years ago. Actually, I think it was 2 years ago.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But Sam Rubin, who's, in my opinion, is usually wrong.
I'm being told this was Charlize Theron's movie. So it was her movie. She is an Oscar winner, you know.
Yeah, she sure is. But Mad Max, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, my sources are telling me.
Is that what Blake is saying? Is that what you're saying, Blake?
It was her. Yeah, he's my source.
Yeah, all right.
It was her movie. So,
all right, well, I'll be damned.
We might have to have Blake on staff as a tastemaker so he can do these.
Yeah, he's got credentials, doesn't he? Because if he doesn't.
He's got a huge YouTube channel.
Yeah, he deserves credentials.
He's media himself.
Yeah, where are his credentials? Let's get him some.
Okay.
Yeah, so where were we prior to that?
Oh, we were talking about the. Thanks a lot for listening, Blake.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
We were talking about The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know it was two parts, and I know yesterday was the introduction of The Bachelors and the two girls, how they're competing each other, but not competing, but they are. So I'm watching it, and I figured I only was watching it because I wanted to see which girl was chosen because I liked one better than the other. And I was going to watch the following, even though I TiVo it and I TiVo everything. I felt compelled to watch The Bachelorette because I wanted to see who's getting chosen. I could not believe it. 5 to 11, they come around and they say to be continued.
Well, I knew it was tonight, too. Did you know it was tonight?
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I thought they were going to eliminate.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be last night.
I thought they were going to eliminate one yesterday. And then today, all of a sudden, it's the new girl doing her usual thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, I really wanted to. I really wanted to see it. So
But that show's getting to be a joke now. That guy that pulls up in the Cadillac that's got the sauna in there.
That was a carpool.
Yeah, but I can't believe
how did he drive it? The water was throughout the whole car.
Right. That I don't know what was more ridiculous, that or the guy in the cupcake. I mean,
that did look pretty silly. At least the carpool was kind of cool because it was that classic Cadillac.
It was cool, but just like last year.
Yeah, but the cupcake was ridiculous. Yeah. There's no way I'm driving that pup-mobile. Yeah.
All that stuff. And like last year, the guy brought an egg, the ostrich egg. Stuff like that. Let's stay away from
all
that.
Stick to the basics.
Yeah, because that's going to make people say this is getting to be a joke. No, what was good was that guy being drunk. People like that stuff.
Yes. You want that controversy. Yeah. You want that action. You want the drunk.
That's why they let them have the open bar.
I love
bar.
The way that they got rid of him. That old guy with the mug cap comes in.
Yeah.
He's been on there before.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Get somebody younger and all in black. But you know what? The funny thing is, after that guy came in, I was looking at one of the other Bachelor contestants, the African-American guy wearing the black suit with the black shirt.
Yeah.
He looked like he's security.
Yeah.
I said, this guy looks like he's security.
I think there were three African-Americans, which is the first.
Two.
Yeah.
This guy looked like he was security.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Spice it up a bit.
Yeah. And so I got to watch it tonight, which I was going to anyhow. But, you know what? I guess I have a little bit of a problem with this, Mark. When they introduce the show, they say 25 of the most eligible young bachelors in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, what is your definition of eligible young bachelor?
It's got to be somebody with an exciting career that's absolutely model looks.
Right.
Somebody that might be quasi-famous.
Right.
Or an absolutely incredible career.
Right. Or somebody that's very wealthy. That's
wealthy or royal.
That comes from, that's eligible bachelor. When they're talking to a guy who's a welder from Iowa, he's just a guy that ABC chose.
A couple of these guys look like monsters.
Yeah, right. But one of these guys is a healer. He looked like he got beat up.
He looked like he had a black eye. He looked like somebody we saw on Skid Row last week in downtown LA.
He looks like he got beat up. So they're bachelors. They're not the United States, the America's most.
They're not the most eligible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know how they could do.
Could do it just like this. The guy, the place down the street has a sign, world's best tacos. As long as somebody says, this is the world's best taco, you got it. You can put it out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion over there that these are the most eligible bachelors in America because you don't know who else is out there.
Yeah.
So it's just a statement you could make.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. It's part of the promotion that is Hollywood. You've got to say it. Nobody's going to question it. And, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah, so I guess it was entertaining. So who do you like?
I always like an entertainer.
Who do you like? I watch the first and second episodes, and then I always get tired of it.
Mm.
And then I'll watch the final, because then it gets all...
Well, to be honest with you, I don't like either one of the Bachelorettes. I don't like either
one.
Well,
if you had to take one, which one would you take?
Probably Brie. Only because
was she the one that was standing in the right that everybody was going to first?
Yes, yeah. Right, with a long white gown. And at this stage, the people... The Bachelors. It comes down to looks. You're going to take the girl that you think.
Oh, Mark, Marianne Hess is asking what our phone number is to call in.
Okay, let's see.
Hold on, Marianne.
Boy. You know, I don't know. We're going to have that next week. Because I don't even know what the phone number is right now. And
sorry about that, Marianne.
We'll schedule a call next week to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, because usually we don't take calls because it eats up too much of the time. But we'll definitely talk to Marianne Hess next week of... Niagara Falls Chocolates, and I know that's not the complete name of the chocolates. Niagara Falls, it's great. Marianne Hess, she owns a chocolate company in Niagara Falls, New York. And she's partners with us numerous times out here at our gifting suites, our gifting events.
Very nice woman.
In our gift bags in the past, you know, anything we've done with the beauty pageants in the past. I think it's Niagara Falls Honeymoon Suites.
You figure we'd know that,
you
right?
Is this kind of
embarrassing?
But we do.
Our
we
apologies.
Deal with hundreds of brands all the time.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Our apologies.
But anyhow, we'll put a shout out, and we're going to have Marianne Hess on the show next week.
Hopefully, her schedule will permit.
Yeah. Okay.
But
sorry, Marianne.
I know. Like, we're unprepared because again, when we first started doing the Tastemakers, we used to have celebrity guests on the show, but they ended up consuming the whole show, and that was not our entire goal to have the guests for the show, and we have so many other things to talk about and what have you, and. Then we started accepting calls, then we stopped because of that reason. So, but anyhow, let's plan for having Marianne Hess on there next week.
Absolutely.
And
hey, great picture of George Bledwell in Cannes. Did you see that?
I did. I responded to him. I said, George, you're living the life out there.
Seeing him in a tuxedo is just so unlike George Bledwell.
Yeah, I know, right? He's a snappy dresser. He's got that monocle or whatever. But anyhow, monocue. How about that movie with Johnny Depp? You saw it last week, right? Monocue? Or what was it called?
No, it was Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Yeah. It wasn't all that bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love Paul Bettany in that movie. His bodyguard, his manservant.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And the funniest part of
his
the movie
valet.
I thought was when they were at the Standard in Hollywood when he
you
was
mentioned about the elevator. I didn't get it.
Yeah, you didn't get the elevator thing. I thought it was
what happened in the elevator
when he was trying to get in the elevator. Then
and
all
more
the,
people just kept coming.
All
in?
With the mustaches.
Oh, I didn't notice the mustaches.
Oh, yeah, all of them. Everyone that came in had a mustache, and the way he kept on looking at him because he's got that special mustache.
Yeah.
The elevator filled up with people with special mustaches and beards.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I couldn't stop busting up the way he was just looking at him. But Mordecai.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I liked the whole angle of it. You know, it was the way that the planes were flying over from one country or one to the
like
other.
Oh, I like that.
The music
I like
thought
the music.
Was cool.
I know.
I like Jeff Goldblum in it. You know, it did have some – it was a neat little fun entertaining picture.
Yeah. Stepping aside from entertainment real quick to sports. Big letdown for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Wow.
I'm not let down. I expected it. Mark
– Complete meltdown. Complete meltdown.
Yeah, one of the biggest letdowns in NBA history. And Doc Rivers is the only coach in the NBA to be up 3-1 in a series, in a seven-game series, and to lose it.
Well, my son will disagree with me on this because he thinks it's the players that make the blunders. The players are the ones that drop the ball and miss the shot. In my opinion, somebody's got to go, and it's got to be Doc Rivers.
Well, he's not going to go. In fact,
I know that.
Yeah, he's the general manager there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
He's responsible for getting rid of a couple players last year that they shouldn't have, and which thinned out their bench. But at the end of the day, yeah, you're right. I definitely don't blame him. I mean, he was not responsible for blowing a 19-point lead whatsoever.
Somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
Somebody has to go.
I mean...
It's a dang shame.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we were 3-1. All we had to do was win that one extra game.
And the Houston Rockets won 3 games in a row.
Unbelievable. And then that final game that we had to win, we were already up by 19.5 at the period, going into the fourth period. So
unbelievable.
Where did the meltdown happen?
I got to say, I didn't think that was going to happen. And the Clippers were favored by 2 points in that game. When I saw they were favored by 2, I knew that Houston was going to win, excuse me. Because I know how Las Vegas works, but in any event, that's got to be so deflating. I mean, and I think Chris Paul holds the record for the most games being played on a playoff, participating in a playoff game and not reaching the Western Conference Finals.
Drag.
Yeah. So that's, and now they're going to be given DeAndre, is that what his name is?
DeAndre Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, a $19 million contract. He's going to be the third highest paid Clipper. They're not going to be able to afford anybody else, so it's going to be
interesting. But is that for sure they've confirmed they are giving him? I thought they,
well, they want him to stay, but he's going to entertain the market to see. They're saying that he may have given it all for the Clippers the last 3 years and he couldn't do it and he belongs on a championship team. Anyhow, draft is tonight, and not the draft, I'm sorry, the lottery for the draft, where the teams with the 14 worst records are going to get the balls. And since this lottery has been in place since the early 80s, the Clippers have been in the lottery 22 times, and the Lakers are in the fourth time tonight.
Wow.
So, yeah, just goes to show you. But, hey, on another note, big shout-out to the Ducks, the Anaheim Ducks, who beat the Chicago Blackhawks the other day. Now, granted, it's the Western Conference Finals. They only get one game, one out of seven. Game two is tonight in Anaheim. But if the Ducks go on to win, they're up two games. They're only two games away from the finals. So, not a hockey fan, but in the last 5 years, the Ducks have won twice, and the Kings have won. Wait, in the last... In the last 5 years, the Ducks have won twice.
Well, I just got a correction, and we were just talking about the Bachelorette a minute ago. It's not Brit, it's Bree.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Carrie, for letting us know that. But yeah,
is that Carrie from Crystal Lake, Illinois?
Yes.
Right. Big shout out to Crystal Lake.
Brit, not Bree.
Brit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the women love this show. You know, the women around America love watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. So,
yeah. Like I said, I love the first episode when everybody's introduced. Sometimes it could be a little too quirky, like last night. I like the last episode, and then I like an episode or two in between, but that's pretty much it. But yeah, I don't like the. I like Brie. I don't like the other one. The other one looks really snooty.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't like either one of them.
And why do we even have to bring these people back? Why can't we just get fresh stuff?
I like fresh ones. I don't like up the same ones back.
And they're both stink bombs, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? This is really terrible because one of these girls are really going to get messed up. I mean, they didn't make it in the last show.
Yeah.
Now they get asked back. In the very first episode, one of them has to get dumped again.
Yeah. Well, you got to hope that, they're not going to get their guy twice in a row, but you got to hope it's going to create a career for them in some capacity here in Hollywood, as it usually does. But it is, like you said, it's devastating. And it's almost like, why even bother offering it to these girls?
Yeah.
Because they already got dumped once before,
right.
And now that one of them is going to get dumped again.
It's a one episode thing. It's going to happen. The one episode, they're bringing back the two. They're going to have two girls. Okay, big deal for one episode. And then one of these girls are going to get crushed.
Yeah. So who came up with that Einstein idea?
Who do you think? Mike Fleiss.
Hey, we like Mike Fleiss. We worked with him a couple times, so I'm not going to dog him out.
We did the official gift suite for the
Molly,
Jason and Molly wedding at the Terranea 5 years ago,
which was wonderful.
Wonderful.
And after they said their I do's, from what I recall, Mark, you were the first person to shake.
That's
right.
I was standing right there
in
as
the rain.
Jason exited, and I was the first one to congratulate him.
Yeah.
Go figure.
So,
but yeah, we it was a great thing. We got to go to the reception, the wedding. We did the gifting. It was
had
terrific.
A couple nights at the resort on them.
You know, met Chris Harrison and everything, and then we were asked back to do the by Mike Fleiss to do a gifting at his house in Malibu during the Oscars, and then we were asked to do the gifting for Bachelor Pad.
Once or twice for Bachelor Pad.
I'm thinking two, but I could only remember once.
Yeah,
right.
I'm
at the Hyatt.
Yeah, I'm thinking two as well. But
where was the other one? It wasn't at the Hyatt both times.
Okay. But anyhow, so like I said, don't want to dog Mike Fleiss, and I guess you got to be creative and
have to spice it up and bring new things in there.
But having two bachelorettes, I mean,
I don't like it. I didn't like it from when I first.
And like
heard
you
of
just
that.
Said, one of them is going to be devastated. That's twice in a row. She got nixed that time. So
yeah, it's
but anyhow, so tonight we got the finals of Dancing with Stars, which you and I will both attend.
Yeah.
And then that will be followed by the Bachelorette. And we know somebody's going to get chosen today. And then we got the NBA lottery. And then we got the NBA Western Conference Finals starting tonight.
Starting tonight?
Who's in it? The Golden State Warriors against Houston Rockets.
Oh.
The Warriors beat the Rockets four times this year, so they should sweep in their favor by 10 points tonight. And then we got the Ducks out there playing the Chicago.
Oh, Ducks are playing again tonight?
Ducks are playing again tonight, too.
I've got to see about getting us some credentials to get to one of those games.
Well, maybe the next one because they're
going to
be.
It's too late now.
They're going to be in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, I know. It's too late to go now, and I know they're going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going on over here. Let's get some pitches out now. I hear that we're on Storage Wars tomorrow night.
We are, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time at midnight again, and it is the French Job.
Oh, the French Job again? Boy, they sure like running that one a lot, you know? It's the French Chef. And you know who else is going to be on
tomorrow? Mark Ballio, the gentleman that passed away a couple years ago. He's never on. They're showing him tomorrow, too.
Right, right, right. So we're at 8:30. You say 8:30.
8:30 Pacific
tomorrow
Standard
night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night on the A&E Network, the Harris Brothers are in the French Job on Storage Wars. So that should be good. Also,
what else is going
again,
on, Mark?
I got a pitch. If you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers and you haven't had a chance to see us in the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WOW, go to www.firstrun.tv. We're on Channel 2. It's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WOW. It's a 22-minute episode. We've got two of them on there right now. We've got four more in the can
In the can.
Hey, didn't you start – don't we have some new social media network we just signed up on that you started doing for
Periscope.
Now, what is that?
Periscope. I'm still figuring that thing out. It's like a video thing.
So we've got this started already.
Yeah, it's all video. Yeah, but it's filming. It's okay. Kind of like a YouTube thing that you film, and it's kind of like Snapchat.
So we'll research that, and we'll get to you with more details on next Tuesday's show.
And also we'll have that phone number for Marianne. Niagara Falls Chocolate.
So we did Hollywood Moms. What brand are we promoting again that we were thinking that was on last
year? Smile Baby.
SmileBaby.com.
That's the website.
SmileBaby.com. Thanks again for participating. If you guys are out there looking, or ladies and gentlemen, guys around the world, you need a baby product, you've got a baby shower or something you're going to, go to SmileBaby.com. It's a great gift. It's something that everybody's going to love. And
good for your kid. It's all natural.
If you want to drop us a line, send us an email. It's wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. For whatever reason, if Gmail is down, it's wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We're doing events constantly all around the world. As a matter of fact, we've got something we forgot to bring up about this golf tournament in Corsica, Italy, in a few months. So we'll get back to you then. But in the meantime, go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. See what we're doing. Wild Creations, we're on Twitter. We're Wow Hollywood. It's twitter.com/WowHollywood. Be a friend of ours on facebook.com/WowCreations. We're all over the place. We're here again next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on latalkradio.com. The Tastemakers, I think we're on Channel 2.
Look for us tonight on ABC.
ABC, you'll see us at Dancing with the Stars. Go out there, eat something good, drink something
Have
good.
Fun.
Enjoy life.
Live.
Until next week, adios. Ciao,
Live,
baby.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.